Everybody, happy Translation Day, and isn't it so true? It's a matter of trust, trusting the Lord Jesus in everything we do, for everything, trusting Him that He's going to take us through every step of the way, blessing us, granting us favor, granting us more revelation, more insight, taking us deeper into His love and into His heart and into His spirit. Before I welcome everybody, which I am doing right now, by the way, I just want to open up in that that the Lord will bless and anoint us with his presence. Okay? So here goes. And feel free, anybody, to, you know, to add, share, pray, and in both in chat and those that are on the that have just called in, right? So, Lord, we open up this this wonderful show, and we surrender it to you, because your Spirit is in us, and your Holy Spirit is anointing us with your presence. We ask that you bless us, and that you give each and every person participating in this show, in this service, grant us all revelation, insight, wisdom, understanding, and it is you who will be speaking to us. So we give you the floor. We ask that you supply every person's needs as you always do, as is your promise. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in us, through us, and for us. We thank you that you're anointing us with your presence right now as we speak. We thank you for your precious blood that washes away all the dirt of the day. We've already been cleansed and sanctified to meet you in the clouds of glory. But every day that we're still here, dirt gets on us, and your blood washes it away. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so, hey, welcome everybody who's in chat. First, let me go to the chat room, and let me see, Judy, welcome aboard. And of course, we've got let's see, five guests. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guests. Wow, hallelujah! Thank you, guests, for showing up, and welcome. And may the Lord bless you abundantly. Nick, hey, hi, Nick. As our precious Tana would say, I love you, Nick. I love you, Jack. and then we've got Ilana, Michelle, Rojo. I know it's Rosemary, but I really like calling you Rojo. And then, of course, we've got Jerry. And let's see, who else do we have on the phone? We've got, I know I've got Tana and Pat.
Yep.
And Keith, and let's see, who else? I'm guessing Stacy. And
guess again.
Guess again.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry.
Wait, it's Stacy. No, Joe. Wait, it's Stacy.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, Carol. How are you, sister?
I love you.
Joe
love
and
y'all.
Stacy sound the same on the phone.
I love you, Jesus. Love you, Chad.
Love you, Joe.
Love you, everyone.
Love you,
Tom.
Love you,
Pat. Yeah. Well, I know the 818. I've got them by heart.
The troublemakers, Tom and Keith.
And then we've got 973, and I think that's you, Pat, right?
Yes, it is, honey. How are you?
Okay. Great. And then 914 must be Joe.
Joe.
Yay,
yeah. Love
Joe.
Joe,
hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
So, what's on everybody's heart today? What are your... let's see. I was looking to see what's in... If anybody's saying... what was everybody saying in chat? Let's see.
We've been on that Facebook thing, Carol. I think the chat room's drying up because the Facebook has been out of control for... hours this morning. Oh my gosh!
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Well, I double duty because there are some people. You know, I double duty because some people can't get on Facebook, so we chat both places.
Mhm.
Donna's tri-locating. She's on the phone, plus she's in the two chat rooms.
And we appreciate you you sharing your your time with those of us that don't get on Facebook.
Donna types with both hands. Donna has one hand in the chat room, one hand on Facebook, and she's on the phone too.
Well,
you
I'm
go,
on
girl.
The phone a lot too, but I just can't get into Facebook.
You're not alone.
I don't know.
Not alone.
Yeah.
I'm not there either.
It's all good. It's all good. It all started with Roman and I just chatting on Facebook, and then Roman just kept adding people. This has been going on for months and months.
I know.
Boy.
It's cool.
So
it is cool.
Yeah, for those who can be on, it's great.
Hey, and it's great. It is great, but you know what? I know that there are some of us who aren't, Facebookers. But,
yeah.
You know what, it is, the chat room, the phone calls, the emails, the texting, that's what has brought us together. And so, I love the chat after chat. But it does, it has slowed down. And, that's just the way it is. But.
We forgive you, Carol, for not being
thinking.
On Facebook. We love you. Right.
Yeah, forgive me, too.
We forgive Pat. Jerry, we don't forgive. Jerry never heard of it. We forgive Pat. We forgive Carol.
That's okay. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
How about Judy? I don't think Judy's a Facebooker.
It's no competition. It's no competition at all. It's not a competition.
Of course not.
No, it isn't.
It's just another avenue.
We're all one body. We're all one family. Just the Facebook chat, you can go all hours, and the PC is made during the show and then after hours. So
we've been adding people too. Red and
great.
We've been adding new people. It's been really great. Yeah, I've been very excited about that.
Good.
Red was on there today and a few other people.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
May God bless you.
All I know is
Carol,
I'm excited.
Carol, I have a dream I wanted to share.
Oh, yeah, that dream is
go
off
for it.
Charts.
I know, it is. I had this really short rapture dream this morning. It was funny because before bed I said, Lord, I want to dream about the rapture or about my healing, but I had a feeling he was going to do the rapture, so... But it was wild because, it was like one of those dreams where you slept all night, but then nothing happened. And then right before I woke up, I had the dream, and it was so strong. So I had this dream where I was in this long line, and it was so funny. Well, we're in this long line, there was a bunch of us lined up, right? And I was standing to the left making sure that nobody was cutting because I wanted to get to the front. I was like, no, I'm watching everybody because I know I'm going to see how this line's moving. And if it's moving too slow, I'm going to tell people, hurry up because I'm almost up there. I was like, I'm getting to the front. And it's weird because in the line we all knew, Jesus told all of us in our spirit, when the rapture was going to happen. We knew the date, we knew the hour. It wasn't like a secret. It was like he just told us in our spirit. We all knew, everyone had the same date. We knew when the rapture was going to happen. We knew the time. And so, but the thing is, he made it clear that you had to get your paperwork signed. He had to sign off on it. Jesus did. So it's kind of funny, he's going to rapture us, but he's also going to sign the paperwork. So I was like, okay. But the interesting part is that most of the Christians felt that they didn't need to bother getting in line. Because they thought, I know when the rapture is, I'm okay. So the meaning on that was that they're not ready. They think they're ready in their eyes, but in Jesus' eyes, they're not ready because they're not following instruction. They didn't get their paperwork signed. So I was in line. I went to the front of the, eventually got to the front of the line. It was, and I noticed that hardly nobody was saying anything to Jesus. They were just slam the paperwork down, get the signature, take it, I know, it was crazy. I was like, gosh. I thought, that's okay, I don't care, I'll make them wait now because I'm having my turn. So I got there, and I had him sign it, and he was so sweet, he was just sitting there. And I leaned over, and I kissed him on the cheek, and I whispered in his ear, and I said, I can't wait to see you in heaven soon. It was so sweet,
mm-hmm.
I know, I was like all teary-eyed over that, it was so sweet.
Aww.
But, so he signed it, and then, which was wonderful, but So then it was like, to me, it was the whole meaning. And then I woke up right after he signed it, you know. So it was like, yeah, and like one of my friends, Christina Williams, was saying, it's funny because usually I interpret dreams, but for some reason I needed to ask her. So I just felt it. So I asked her, and she said, well, you know, you when you kissed Jesus, you were sealing the contract of being a general in the army and doing his mission or whatever he wanted you to do. And the fact that he signed your paperwork, she said, meant that, you know, what is it, fewer called or fewer chosen, you know what I'm talking about. You know, some are called, some are chosen. So it was just so profound. But I also got from the dream that God was saying that, like, yeah, well, you do know when the rapture is, because he's saying, like, he told, like, when I got that, when I woke up, we all do have the same thing in our, we do know the rapture is soon, right? The ones that are in line paying attention, the ones that are out there are not paying attention, they think it'll happen maybe in their lifetime, maybe not, you know? So, yeah, we do all know it soon, and yes, we do, we all have our paperwork, we all are getting it signed off, and we already have it signed off, in fact, that's kind of what I was getting, that we're ready to go, you know? So I just thought that was such a profound dream and amazing. You know, I was so touched by that.
Wow,
so
beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
You know what else I liked about that dream, Keith, is that you knew in your spirit that we all knew the day of the rapture.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's what I love. I love that part of the dream, because what the Lord did is confirm what I believe in my heart based on Elijah and Elisha's experience.
Yeah.
Elijah and the prophet all knew the day that the Lord was going to take taken up, and that's what's going to happen to us. I know. I just know that we're going to know. I don't know how soon but I know we're going to know.
I mean, he made it really clear in the dream that it wasn't, it just was so clear. It's just a matter of fact clear that you all know when the rapture is, that's it, and get ready because we're going. You know, it wasn't like worried about, like, it's like you're saying, Carol, it's like, you know it, now do it. No excuses for the people out there that say, oh, I don't know when the rapture is. I don't know if it's, we don't know the day or hour. They run around with all that crazy stuff, you know. Because he was like, you know, that was the very first thing that was so clear in that dream. It was amazing, super amazing.
Yeah, wow.
I know that it was, and you know, the fact that there was something else that and I shared it with you, but I want to share it with others. The last couple of days, you know, I've been reading some messages on the Book of Remembrance, and how it's with the Book of Life that is mentioned. The Book of Remembrance is mentioned in Malachi 3, and if we read the Book of Malachi, which is only four chapters, it's all about the Lord's return, and that correlates. Now, I haven't done a thorough, in-depth study for myself, but from what I've been hearing, the Book of Remembrance has the names of the raptured saints written in it, as well as our names are written in the Book of Life. But in the Book of Life, the names of the raptured, in the Book of Remembrance, those that were not raptured are not mentioned in it. That's what I understand. But, you know, I'm not saying it's gospel or that the Lord told me. It's just what I've been hearing from other people who have been studying. So it's just something for us to consider. And I think it went along with what your dream was, because you were in line, and you were everyone was expected to dot their I's and cross their T's, which is very significant. Meaning for me, what that is telling me is we need to be holy and sanctified, have our garments pure and spotless before the Lord, because that's what the Lord is after, a pure and spotless bride. That doesn't mean that we have to become rigid in our ways or religious in any way, shape, or form. No, the precious blood of Jesus has washed away all our sins, all our iniquity, all our transgressions. What we have that a lot of people that are born again do not have is wanting the Lord to come for us. We have an unction and a desire to be with our bridegroom. And as we very well know, there's a lot of believers out there who don't want to know, who don't care. And it just baffles me. How is it that you say you have a relationship with God and you pray and you go to church and you study and you read and you blah, 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 and you are not anxious for him to come for us? I don't get that. So your dream was very significant, Keith. The Holy Spirit did speak to you strongly in that dream. And I think, you know, anybody want to add to it? Feel free.
I want, Pat has a really cool thing to read today, too. Maybe we can let her read it, Carol?
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, but before I do, I have to tell you something that happened, just real quick.
Please, go ahead.
I put on the TV, and it was CNN, and I put it on because I'm trying to follow Israel. So here she is looking at the map. She says, it's July and Christmas. I mean, it's Christmas in July. She just yells it out because the jet stream is way down where it shouldn't be, and everybody's in the 50s up north. So I just said, oh, wow. That's the first thing. I turn it on. It's Christmas in July, she said.
You know,
it just stopped me in my tracks, you know. It just like, whoa.
Hold that thought, Keith, because I also just want to add to that there's been, there's a real cute commercial out there. It's an SUV, and father and daughter are...
Right, I just saw that.
and there's father and daughter in the car, you know, and they're going through a rain drenched wooded area, and there's these two little kitties being totally soaked, you know, in the rain, and they stop for them. The kitties jump in. There's already a dog in the car that's all wet, and then there's a couple of kangaroos, and they stop for them, and they jump in, and then there's a couple of ducks. And raccoons,
sheep.
And you know, and sheep. Yeah, you've seen that. You've seen it too.
Okay. I just saw it 15 minutes ago. Just before we got on, and I said, "Oh, I wonder if someone's going to talk about that," because it was so weird.
Yeah, and you know, we're living in the days of Noah. To me, that's just another sign.
Yes.
That the Lord is not just telling, you know, showing us, but you know, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
I couldn't believe
they
made a commercial like that, with a car commercial. I couldn't believe they had that theme. That was like unreal.
It's a narc, right? You know, it's a narc. And it's no different than the ark of Noah. You know, I mean,
two by two.
And also, you know, there's more animals in the vehicle than people.
I know. The car is filled with two raccoons, two sheep.
I mean,
it's crazy.
And then when it finally stops, you know, they're in a meadow with the sun shining, the grass is green, and everybody's just, you know, hanging
finally.
Out together. Just like the millennial kingdom. And heaven, you know, that's the way we're all going to.
I couldn't believe they made that.
To us through these outward
he
signs.
He is. Plus all those movies.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
All those movies that are out.
Exactly.
14.
Okay, now, Keith. Yeah. take it away, Keith. I know that you have you have something else that you wanted to read or share, right?
Pat's sharing this.
Oh, I'm going to read from Lana again.
Yeah.
Lana Vassar. Oh, this is really good, guys.
It's a good one.
Oh, it's really good. She says, I sense that many have been looking down on themselves lately. I think a lot of us can identify with that, even though we don't know we shouldn't be doing that. But she says there has been an increasing doubt and their ability and confidence in being able to move into all he is beginning to manifest. The key right now is availability. I sense the Lord saying that he is the one who is going to empower. He is the one who is going to accomplish the task of building his kingdom through his people. It is about being available to him, and what he is desiring to do right now in that place of availability and surrender, the Lord will perform greater exploits through his people. I saw the enemy, this is good, I saw the enemy whispering lies into many of the people of God's ears, lies to attempt to bring doubt about their calling, their identity, and God's nature and love towards them. The enemy is firing these poisonous darts because a new day is now beginning to start. The Lord is releasing those who have been aligned in him into the greater fullness of who they are and what they were called to do. No matter what the enemy says, stand tall and know that you are called. Stand tall and know that the Lord is calling his people forward now to step into the fullness manifest and be used in ways that are bigger and better, than they have imagined, to extend his kingdom and bring about his love on the earth like never before. No sorrow about tomorrow. This, as I say, this lady likes to run. I sense that the Lord has spoken his promises of manifested breakthrough and assignments that are beginning to take form to his people. The Lord has been speaking more and more to his people of what has already been established in the heavenlies and is coming at an accelerated, swift pace. I see the Lord confirming his word and release in so many creative ways. I see the momentum increasing of his people receiving radical supernatural confirmation and open doors into the next step of their destiny. Great change is upon the body of Christ right now. The Lord is blowing forth the winds of change, and they are beginning to land. Yet I saw many excited about what the Lord is manifesting that is finally beginning. But I also saw hearts filled with sorrow. I saw parts of hearts filled with the sorrow of change, the letting go of some things, and the complete reshaping of lives. I sense the Lord saying, do not have sorrow about tomorrow, what is coming. Yes, there is a pruning. Yes, there is a letting go. Yes, there is a surrender, and yes, there is a great change. But lean into the Lord, for despite the change, the joy of his people is going to be made full like never before. There may be change, but he has set the stage for amazing revelation, increased promotion, favor, networking, open doors, and display of his love, nature, and goodness on a grand scale. Do not fear what is coming. Do not fear the change or the letting go, but know that the Lord knows your heart. He knows what concerns you, and he is taking care of everything. What the people of God are stepping into now as they align themselves with him is going to be so glorious. Joy will overflow, but the people of God will see how he has taken care of every little detail and even the smallest of their concerns and heart's desires. What the people of God are stepping into now is going to be so much more glorious than the sorrow attempting to take root at the sign of change on a grand scale. It doesn't matter how big the task, opportunity, breakthrough, or door the Lord opens, because he is with you, and he will perform all through you. You just need to be available. The season that is upon us will be one of great fulfillment and joy as the people of God step into the purpose of what they were created to do, growing pains. Hold tight to his word. I sense the Lord saying that as the people of God come out of the last phase of transition into this fullness to fill themselves with the word, feast on it, because as the change is happening, there are growing pains. The growing pains hurt, and they are uncomfortable, but they are extending you and a sign that you are moving forward, that you are moving into the more. The growing pains mean you are going to stand taller with more courage and boldness than before. Lean into him. Go with the flow, his flow, and allow him to stretch you. For the growing pains are making room for the change that the Lord is leading the people of God into. Do not be afraid, people of God. Do not look at the enormity of what the Lord is releasing you into, but know that no matter what, as you align yourself with him, you will see him perform glorious exploits through you. You just need to be available. This is going to be one of the most glorious seasons yet. Fullness is being manifested. is beginning to manifest, and the need in the next few months are going to be takeoff months. They will be key in setting the higher platform for the release of the Josephs, the Daniels, the Esthers. No sorrow about the tomorrow, but great, great joy as the people of God step into what they were created to do. And that was her message. Amen.
Oh, wow,
amazing.
Thank you, Pat.
That
awesome.
Yeah, that's just good. I thank you for sending it. Thank you for letting me read and sharing.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to do so.
That was awesome.
So just pay attention to him and just lean into him and trust and don't be sorrowful, you know. Just be cheerful. I have a great sense of the presence of the Lord all day. Just overwhelming presence. And
wow.
I have to share something with you. I usually am talking to Jesus all the time or to the Holy Spirit, but lately I've been homing in on the Father, the Abba, the Yahweh, and I've been addressing him more and more. And I could almost cry. I could just see and feel his presence so strong. God the Father loves you to talk to him. He loves you to reach out your arms to him too and console him because he's suffering too. He's suffering for what his son is going through, being rejected, the whole nine yards plus. So when you say, Father God, I love you and I'm here for you, you know, whatever I can do, and you address him and just try to become more intimately as a child to him, a spouse to him, a friend to him, a brother, sister, whatever it is to God that you want, the Yahweh, the Creator. I can't tell you. I just see things happening like I'll have a question or something and bam, he takes care of it. Poof, he takes care of it. I sound like Carol. Poof, he just takes care of it. But addressing God the Father, it's just incredible. I've never really done this before. And he's just inviting me to pay attention more to him and talk to him more. You know, yes, the Trinity, when he comes so alive to me through the beautiful Vasula picture I have, and so alive, so soft, so gentle. And it's just like he'll say, I am the full Trinity looking at you. I am the full Father, Son, and Holy Spirit looking at you as one, the Trinity. But he said, but it's three divine persons, one God. But when we address, you know, I'm just sharing that with you. I talk to the Father on and off all day now about everything. Of course, Jesus, I'm, you know what
yes.
I mean. But talking to the Father. Just, he loves this. He loves us to home in on him. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. He's our Father. He's our Creator. We're his seed. So if you come with respect and love and childlike faith and sincerity, the whole, you know, everything like that, don't be afraid. You know, you can talk to the Father. He loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stay away from him out of fear because he's God Almighty on the throne and he's going to have bolt lightning. But no, he's not. He's going to hold you and love you and he's going to do things. I see things happening in the day that, you know, I just like, whoa, I have to catch my breath. And, you know, I'm going through a terrible trial with my daughter, Geraldine. She's got meds and she's kind of abusing it a bit. And I was in the hospital at 12:30 last night because she hurt her ribs. The dog pulled her. I know it has to do with the medicine. And I'm trying and praying and say, Father, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And I was kind of a funk. And then I watched something came on TV that made me laugh, something very, you know, was very proper. Andy Griffin, the old shows, the one came on. I started laughing.
Yeah.
And he got me out of that funk, you know. And he just, I knew
yeah,
that was a gift because I was so upset with my daughter. You know, so pray for Geraldine, and she's schizophrenic affective. She has to see the doctor and get in meds again. I mean, I love her. She's so sweet.
Pray for her.
But it's a terrible pain, you know, on my heart that sometimes you just don't know what to do. And I just say, Father, I don't know what to do.
Yep.
Please help me. Help me find.
And it's interesting,
like,
Pat, too,
yeah.
like you're saying, because a lot of people have different, like we've talked about, a little bit different aspects of relationships with the different parts of the Trinity. Like I spend most of my time talking to Father God. Jesus just comes in a close second, but Holy Spirit, not that much at all. So
yeah.
It's interesting. See, and you're like more Holy Spirit and Jesus.
I'm more Jesus, 99% Jesus, really. I mean, I have to tell you that.
Oh, wow.
But the Father has just asked, talk to me. Talk to
mm-hmm.
me, you know,
yeah.
to the Father. Talk to Yahweh. And I'll say, Yahweh, my love, I love you. I'm here for
mm-hmm.
you. You know, what can I, he says, you can't imagine, he says, how I'm feeling when you talk to me like that. Because not anybody really talks much to the Father. So, guys, talk to the Father.
I do. I always go to him because I need stuff done.
Him.
I'm like, I need stuff done. I'm going straight to the top.
Just have a pure love relationship, you know. Just
exactly.
talk to him. He loves it. He
but
loves
so
you to
cool.
pay attention
yeah.
to him. Yeah.
Everybody connects different aspects of the Trinity, definitely.
So this is new to me a little bit, you know, and it took me.
Good.
I had tears. But I'm doing it. So I share it with
good.
You guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. It's growth. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. it's beautiful. It really is. It really is. It's something new, but I'm getting into it now, and I'm more comfortable with it where I wasn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
But
yeah.
But the Father likes you to talk to Him too.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, well,
anyone else on
like,
the line want to say anything about that? Go ahead.
Well, this is Jerry. I finally called
Hi,
in.
Jerry.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, I'll say something about that. I have more and more done that, and I'm to the point now where that's routine for me, and it's become very natural. And
so who do you, Jerry, who do you talk to more of? Tell us what the ratio is for you.
You know, in the name of Jesus, I talk to the Father
uh-huh.
now almost exclusively, except sometimes
really?
I decide to talk. Yeah. Sometimes I decide to talk to Jesus because I don't want to leave him out.
But you're not, because they're all together.
You better not.
The Holy Spirit.
So I talk to him about.
Jerry, you better not.
One
about,
with the Father,
you know, coming for us.
Yeah, so I sort of have, you know, I like sort of check in with him and see how he's doing personally.
Oh,
like, I feel sorry for you, Jesus, because you're all alone over there at the end of the counter.
That's right. And but you know, when I really, almost always when I petition, it's with the Father and.
Oh, you
he's
make me
it,
feel good.
he's made it very comfortable for me. It has not been been a very pleasant, edifying thing.
Yes,
if Jesus gets lonely, then he calls on Pat, because he knows Pat's talking to her 24/7, talking to him 24/7. So that way, either Jerry and Pat balance each other, because Jesus gets alone with Jerry, but then the Pat
picks
up.
Oh, no, I'm
rattling
Jesus
away.
All the time. But the Father has just, this
See?
Is something new, guys, because I wasn't
no.
comfortable.
That's
I'm very
what I mean.
Sensitive
and then Jerry's
and
talking to Father God, because you're ignoring him, Pat. See, it's
balance. Oh, well,
I'll
go back
See?
To Jesus. Okay, Jerry. He gets the Father covered. No, I won't give this up. It's so sweet. Oh, he's
yeah,
precious,
cool.
the Father.
That's
he's precious.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's right there. And like, you know, he said, I'll do, you know, don't worry. Just
yeah.
tell me what. I'll do things for you. And I see it. I see it happening. You know, not that Jesus wouldn't do anything. And Jesus and the Father and the Spirit are one. When he manifested from this beautiful picture, I was in tears today. But he says, I'm looking at you. His eyes change. He says, the Trinity is looking at you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are looking at you. And you're looking at me, and you're talking to all of us. But, you know, you're addressing me, you know, because this is something new that from reading Vesula and whatever, how the Father, I'll have to put it, I'm gonna do a page on what the Father said about and the Canticle of the Bridegroom. I'm going to put on what he said, because it was news to me. And I want all of you to just have the joy that I have and what Jerry has or wherever, anybody else who is addressing the Father. But this is new to me. And I had a little trouble with it because it was like, what?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, it's so great you brought that up. Ever since I was a little kid, it was just me and Yahweh, me and Jehovah. And I've been playing
Yahweh,
like catch up.
Right.
I've been playing catch up with Yeshua or Jesus, you know, like, oh, Lord, wow. I want to know you, you know, because
that's cool, so.
Been, yeah, it's only been about a year. But, you know, I always
Somebody
pray
keep the Holy Spirit
Jehovah
company,
through,
please.
Through Jesus' name. I know, right? I don't think so.
Don't leave him out. Poor love. He's the one Jesus left us with. If we don't have him, we ain't going to make it at all.
I know.
Oh, Lord. Mercy
That's
on us.
So go ahead, Joe. What were you saying?
Waiting to be raptured.
Just, you know, just that it's so great we're talking about this. You know, it really is. Everyone's path is different. And
yes.
Again, I didn't even, you know, I always prayed through Jesus' name because, you know, I was taught to do that. But other than that, I never spoke to Jesus independently. You know, always straight to Jehovah or, you know, Yahweh. Like,
mm-hmm.
Father God, this, that, you know, and
oh, it's so sweet.
And lately, the last year, let's say, I've just been playing like catch up, you know. Like, oh, Lord, I want to
you.
And, you know, I feel
Jesus,
so bad.
I love you too. I love you too.
Well, you know, I was like, Lord, I didn't know, you know, I feel awful. I didn't need to ignore you this whole time and just like use you to, you know, I pray through your name and that's it. Like, I didn't know.
But,
see, you're telling me something new. I was not aware of this, that you could really do this. But I'll put the stage, I'll print it up, and I'll send it to the people that I have. This will blow you out of the water, but I'm going to print up and send you. It'll blow you out of the water.
What
and Father,
it's
and
said
Father God
so
says.
Not to ever fear the Father. I mean, it's nothing but love, and it's not disrespectful to go to him. And some people are thought. It's none of that.
That's the hurdle
it's
you have to get over, my family.
Thing.
That's the hurdle you have to get over is that, well, can I go to the Father?
Yeah, you can.
Right. Yeah, you can.
Right.
If you're doing it with pure love, go to the Father. He loves it. Oh, he says, you know, people don't turn to me. They don't come to me. Don't be afraid. I'm going to type it up for you guys because it'll warm your hearts. It'll just warm your hearts what he says.
Yes, please do.
I will.
This is one of my favorite topics. Especially when I'm mostly when I'm around very new believers, because I, you know me, I'm a Bible thumper. I love the Word of God, right? And but it's not dead to me. The Word of God is alive and real, and that's only because of His Holy Spirit that has opened my eyes. And when I first started reading, reading the Word, when I first got saved, I would ask the Lord, please help me understand, because I've never read the Bible and I didn't understand what the Lord would have. You know, I mean, there were some things that were easy, and it's like, oh wow, thank you, Lord, for this revelation. But then there was a lot of other things, a lot of other. Passages and I'm like, especially the Old Testament. I'm an American. I was born and raised here. And I was born in this century, not 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago.
Yes,
but
I can say years ago.
my experience. But here, I just want to share real quick my experience. Growing up Catholic, I was taught to believe, and I did. Believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that was instilled in me. If nothing else was instilled in me, that truth was instilled in me. Okay?
Yes.
But, you know, I didn't have him living inside of me. He was up in heaven. He was just up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Lord started tugging me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit tugging me, okay, I heard a still, small voice telling me, call on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that still, small voice was the Holy Spirit's voice. He's
mm-hmm.
the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, and then my stubborn, bullheaded mind said, why do I have to go to Jesus to get to God? I want to skip the middleman. I'm just going to go straight to God.
Can't do that.
But you see, what happened through that experience, I got to know the voice of God, who is the Holy Spirit. But
mm-hmm.
then, when I get saved, I ask the Lord Jesus to
mm-hmm.
come inside of me. When
mm-hmm.
he came inside of me, you know, mm-hmm. so did the Father, and so did His Spirit. Three and one and three. Okay, and from that point on, because of where I was at that time with a group of believers I was fellowshipping with, we all addressed the Lord Jesus in everything. You know, he was the Spirit, the life-giving Spirit living in us. And boy, we were just full of life and full of the Spirit and the anointing and everything else. But so for years, though, then what happened was I would just address the Lord Jesus. And I forgot about the Father and I forgot about the Holy Spirit. And then, little by little, I got reintroduced to the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, this is Carol. I I would like to talk to you. I know you're God, the Father, and the Spirit, and you're the Spirit of God, and you're the Spirit of Jesus, but I don't know how to, I've never addressed you like this.
Okay, you got it. You hit it. You hit it, Carol. Yeah. Yeah.
And so then I started speaking to the Holy Spirit, and boy, that's when the anointing hit me. I mean, I just started getting bam, 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 bam. And then I got to know the aspect of God, the Holy Spirit. And then I, you know, and I'm like where some of you are, where in my case, I'm just starting to really get to know my Heavenly Father.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been addressing God, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, God the Word of God.
Sure.
And now I'm getting to know the Father. And see, for some of us, it's been difficult, and I will speak for myself, because I didn't have an earthly relationship with my Father.
Neither did I.
Not that he was. And so for me to get to know, you know, I mean, it's easy for me to know God and the Spirit and Jesus and Jehovah and Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Rapha and,
exactly.
and Jehovah Shalom. But my Heavenly Father, you know, I never went to my earthly Father for
exactly.
guidance, for love, for anything. And so for
right.
me, it's still a
gotcha.
Little hard.
Gotcha, yes. But I address him as Yahweh. This is Isaiah 54:5. This is one sentence. I, Yahweh, your creator, am wedded to my creation. I am everyone's spouse. So he's spouse, he's
there
father. Just as the Holy Spirit, who is the beloved of our soul, and Jesus is our spouse, so is the Father. This is what I got from the Vizula. I'm going to put it online for you guys. It's going to be a long thing, but I'll send it privately to you. I will make this effort to send this to you and do it, because it's going to blow you out of the water what God the Father has to say about how he loves us and wants us to love him. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And Judy also reminded us that he is our friend, and that is
yes.
so true.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and I have addressed him as I've told him, you're my best friend. And if
absolutely.
There's anybody I can, if there's anyone closer than a brother, a friend, you know, and
yeah.
and when we each of us, I mean, when we get to know him as our best friend,
yeah.
wow, you know,
yeah.
they're getting
yes.
closer because
yes.
you don't feel, you know, sometimes we call each other. Now I'm gonna. Go out on a limb here, but you
go
know
ahead.
when I was going to the organized church, everybody's brother and sister, oh my, you know, brothers and sisters and family, and I'm like, I don't know you from the man on the moon. I only know you, you know, when I come here, I say hello, and everybody put this smile. Hey, how are you? How it's so good to see you. Yeah, but we don't talk to each other like we talk to each other here, you know, with each other. We get to know each other and you know, we see the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful in all of us. Okay, so he is our friend. You know, you are my friend, and Jesus and Father God and Holy Spirit
yeah.
is our best friend. He's our bridegroom. Well.
He's our everything, love. Everything, love.
Exactly.
And I find that when I say Yahweh, I love you. This is something new. Yahweh, I love you. I'm addressing God, the Creator, the Father, and it's like he's as sweet and lovely and there for you as is our Jesus and the Holy Spirit. People have to realize that, and that he wants people to realize that and to come to him. He's the Father, Creator, Yahweh, Jehovah. Come to him without any fear. If you come sincerely, with the heart of a child, you know, sincerely to love him. Because he said that to her, don't be afraid. He says, you have nothing to fear if you come out of love to me. He says, only if you reject me, then you better fear. No, I'll type it up for you. But it's beautiful. But this is new to me. This is new to me.
It
but
is.
But I'm loving it, because I'm a very simple soul.
Yes,
I'm loving it.
We're just getting to know another side
yes.
of our Creator.
Yes,
you know, we're
thank
just
you.
Starting to get
perfect,
that, and that's it is. He's multifaceted. And
yes,
we know him as our God, our Creator. You know, and we know him as our friend, as our
and our And our Father. I mean, he raised
And our Father,
he, it's who as simple
art
as that,
in heaven.
He taught me everything.
Yes.
I didn't go to my Father. You know, my Father didn't want us, so I was like, it was always Jehovah, and he was always, always there for me.
Yahweh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Yahweh, Jehovah. It's just, you know, different names, same things.
Yeah.
But many people don't go to God the Father because they haven't had a good father relationship on earth, so that's why they hesitate and they go through Jesus or the Holy Spirit. But the Father is saying, you know, as I read in a few messages before on other nights, how God the Father doesn't want you to have this fear that he's perfect and pure and lovely. He understands the relationship you had with your father, be it bad or good, but don't let that, like it did me or many, many others, keep you from his arms. Do not let that stop you from running to him and loving him and addressing him and believing in him and knowing how pure and gentle and loving a father he is, you know?
I think this is a perfect lead-in for communion, to have communion with our beloved. So how about how about a little song, and then will someone pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you, lead us to say the communion prayer. I'll pick out a very short well, I don't know. How about, I'm going to play the Hallelujah Chorus, the Handel's Messiah.
Oh,
and,
beautiful.
And once we play that, we'll start, we'll have communion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wow.
That's huge.
That didn't pump us up. I don't know what.
Beautiful.
What will. So,
God the Father glorious.
show is, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes left or something like that, or less.
Right.
So why don't we have communion, and one of you be led by the Lord. And Jerry, would you do us the honor of
Sure. I'll do that, Carol. You know, I will get right to communion, but there's one thing I wanted to sort of put in at the end of the other discussion. When we were having that discussion, God gave me an insight into something He said to me yesterday in prayer, but to explain that, I just want to say a couple things. I had over the years, I've had sort of grown into this perception that the Holy Spirit was my friend and Jesus was my Savior and my brother, and the Father is the Father. And it's just a comfortable way to look at it. It's a way to sort of keep the identity straight, but it's been real good for me. And then yesterday He said, you know, I want you to love yourself. Well, He obviously didn't mean, you know, like lover of selves, like the Scripture, which is
right.
Not right. So I was sort of pondering that. And when we were discussing the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He caused me to recollect that, of course, the Holy Spirit is within us. And that's what He meant. He said, you know, love that the Holy Spirit is within you. And don't forget it, because He is our friend. He's with us all the time. He helps us communicate with Jesus and the Father. But He is within us, and everybody who has the Holy Spirit in them, which is really everybody, it's just that not everybody recognizes it, that's a reason to love yourself. So anyone out there who is having trouble with that, there's a portion of God inside of you, and love that about yourself. So when Jesus got together with His disciples at the Last Supper, He was getting ready to give Himself on the cross, and He picked up the bread and He broke it, and He said, "Do these things in remembrance of me." And He took the bread and asked each disciple to take the bread, and said, "Take this bread in remembrance of my body, which will be broken for you." So let's take the bread. And He took the cup and He passed the cup. He said, "This is my blood spilled for you for the remission of sins in my new covenant, which is our covenant with Him." He says, "Take this in remembrance of me," and let's take the cup. "And do these things in remembrance of me when you get together." So we do this, and we call it communion. And these are the elements, body and blood broken and spilled for us, remission of sins and a memorial of His new covenant with us. Father, we thank You for this opportunity and our wonderful brother and sisterhood here. We thank You for this great discussion today. And we seek and know that You will continue to lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think I would just say one other thing. You know, before at some point this afternoon, I just noticed that I was getting sort of this feeling a little bit like I did early last week, and I'm not sure exactly what it is yet. I need to spend a little more time with Him, but He's definitely saying something to me in the Spirit right now, and I'm not sure what it is. It's just a feeling I have. So I don't know. Check your spirits, check your feelings, and see how it is. See, 10 seconds. Carol?
Uh-huh. And the bride says.
Bride says.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus. Thank
come
you,
get
Jesus.
Us.
Thank you. Yay.
Thank you. Love everybody. Love chat. Love everybody on the line. Everybody out there.
Keith, Thomas,
Radiolian.
Carol. Love you.
Everybody. Love you all, you guys.
Amen.
Talk mañana.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Pray for Israel, Gaza, that this stops.
Yes.
Yeah. Hamas doesn't. Okay, guys. Love you all.
I wonder if it's possible Carol's phone dropped.
Carol, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I had it on mute.
Oh, wow. Don't work.
My next neighbor is mowing my lawn right now.
So I
went ahead and muted the phone because he was right by my ear, and so here I'm talking and telling everybody, hey, you guys, we got 10 seconds, we got this, and we got that.
We called out. We told Jesus to come and get us.
I was getting all excited because this was a great show. I don't think we've ever just had such a pleasant conversation among friends and family about the various aspects and facets, you know, of our Lord, of our Creator, of our God. And He is one.
Yes. That's what He made sense
three.
Today. Yes,
and
three
in
one.
And we to get to know Him, each of us. I was listening to all of your testimonies of, you know, how each of us got to know which aspect, you know, which facet of our God we came to know first. I was just amazed that we all, you know, the Holy Spirit took us through whichever path, but we all came to the same agreement. Jesus is our bridegroom. He's our friend. He's our God. He's
everything.
He's the lover of our souls. He's everything to us. Boy, I wish Chad could hear us. I don't know. I don't think Chad can. I don't think Chad can hear us.
I don't think so. I just told him we were in archive, but I think.
Yeah, have him listen.
Yeah.
Well, they can't tune into archive, but they can't tune into it live. But when the show's over, then they can. That if you go back into the archive, it's at the end of the show.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It plays right through.
Great. Yeah, 33 now.
Yeah, Carol, it was a great discussion of basically personal relationship, and that was really good.
You know, and you know what? If we can continue this through email or I mean, see, I don't do Facebook, but I do email and also chat. But you know, however way the Lord leads. But this was great. He was really glorified. He was so happy with the way we all discussed, you know, His many facets. You know,
He knows our.
That's why He's the God of glory, because He's got so many different facets to Him, and each one of his facets. Express something of Himself in a different way, and it's just awesome. So thank you, Lord. And on that note, I guess we'll continue in chat or in email.
Okay. Love you, Carol. Love you, Pat. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daddy.
Love you all. Love you all, and we'll see you real soon. Amen.
Yes, amen. In the air.
All right.
Bye.